Libre in English denotes the state of being free. I'm free to make mistakes, and sometimes those mistakes cost money. If I'm not paying attention, I can be slammed just like a pedestrian in old Chicago. This is episode 131 of todolisthome.com. Get refund from Microsoft and live better with Libre. I'm your host, Tony Teolis, and I'm keeping track of things to do for a better life. I was using the free version of Microsoft OneClick, which came with my PC, and things were going fine until I came across an offer for a free 60-day trial version of Microsoft Office full version. I thought, hey, I'll give that a try. But let me warn you here, don't do it. I thought I could just dump the software once the trial was over, but I got suckered into buying the full version of Office at a so-called discounted price of $107 the moment the 60-day trial was over. The download went okay, but I could not completely install the full version of Office. An error popped up stating that the 64-bit encryption of Microsoft Office could not be installed because I had Microsoft Office Click to Run on my PC, which was 32-bit encryption. What the hell? The prompt said to uninstall Office Click to Run. I thought, okay, no problem, until I could not uninstall the Click to Run completely. Click to Run, Word, and Excel were uninstalled, but the PowerPoint Viewer had to be uninstalled separately. Once that was completed, another error came up stating that Microsoft Office Single Image 2010 had to be uninstalled. So I tried doing that, but I couldn't find a way to do it. Now I had no Office, and I had no Click to Run. I felt like I just got kneed in the balls. I searched the internet as best I could, but the closest I came to a solution was someone recommending removing the file and related files from the system registry. I couldn't convince myself that I needed to remove files I wasn't sure of from the database, so I kept looking. The Microsoft support pages led me nowhere, just useless loops and dead pages. They took my cash, but they didn't deliver. 2 hours later, I decided I needed a refund. The next day at 8:15 a.m. in the morning, I called Capital One, my credit card company, and a friendly lady from Florida answered the phone right away. I told her that I wanted to dispute a credit card purchase and explained the ordeal that I was having trying to install Microsoft Office, and I just wanted my money back instead. I was then put in contact with a dispute expert, and this gentleman was very professional. After I explained the situation, including details on not being able to find support from Microsoft, the operator seemed to understand my frustration with lost time and money. He mentioned that he had had success resolving similar issues in the past and said he would call Microsoft and put me back on the line once he had reached their refund office. I was skeptical, but I waited on the line. Within a few minutes, I was speaking with a Microsoft refund representative, and I couldn't believe it, but I was grateful. The Microsoft operator listened to my frustrated story and told me she would refund my purchase immediately. Well, that blew me away. The fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome, was going to get a refund from Microsoft. Microsoft makes it impossible to find good support online, but with Capital One's assistance, I was getting service. And I'm so glad I used the Capital One card for this purchase because I doubt my credit union would have had the experience or interest in helping me. I had to promise Microsoft that I would not use the downloaded version of their program. No problem, I said, and I was reimbursed 5 days later. Right after my phone call, I informed a colleague at work about the situation, and he asked me why in the heck I was even messing with Microsoft. It's 2012, he said. And LibreOffice Suite is online for free. So I researched the software from the Document Foundation and found it to contain more than what I needed. It's a wonderful and free alternative that is easy to install, easy to use, and I was back in business within 24 hours of the Microsoft Office fiasco. My kids watched the whole episode and learned a little bit more about how to negotiate. The moral is, don't use Microsoft when it can be avoided, and don't get taken alive. In my next episode, I show how I cut my garbage bill by 40%. Go to todolisthome.com for more things to do for a better life. And while you're there, get your free copy of 3 Things to Do for a Better Life. That's it for today. Now go and don't get taken.